Okay. Good morning. This is Derek Johnson, moderator for the RFP 2018 Electronic Payment Processing Services. If you will, I'd like to go around the room and just have everybody briefly introduce themselves and their position.
Steve Morgan, Assistant Director, MIS.
Terry Hart, Director of Recording and Records Management.
Jill Lennon, Director of Courts.
Sue Barbaretti, Staff Assistant.
Wayne Fife, MIS Special Projects Manager.
Raymond Milam, Accounting Manager.
Dina Rader, Director of Human Resources.
Okay, great. Thanks, group. Well, let me brief you quickly about the 8 respondents that we have to our RFP. I'm just going to read through the proposals real quickly. It's Official Payments, J.P. Morgan, NCORP, Point and Pay, First Florida Integrity Bank, who's also our depository bank, Focus Merchant Services, MSB Government Services, and GovPayNet. Now, we've actually got physical copies of all the materials available to you. They're over in these chairs here. I've also saved them out to the S drive. And if you guys, it's kind of a long pathway, but if you can follow this, it's S drive purchasing /IFB RFP RFI/2018 and then 2018 RFPs. And there's only 2 out there, numbers 1 and 2, and you want the materials associated with number 1. Next up, just want to go over some housekeeping items on this RFP. References are part of our selection criteria under qualifications and experience. That's a 20 points maximum. If it pleases the group, I think the best thing to do here is for me to generate a list of questions and centralize sending that out to the references, and then at our next meeting, I can brief you on what the responses were. I assure you, they're not going to be particularly complex questions. It says, we want to make sure that the people are currently providing service to the person that referred them, as it were. Two, that they would do contract with them again. I'm sure all of you have answered questions like this before. It's not going to be rocket science, but in order to keep our response rate high, I want to keep the number of questions low. A couple of things that I have done already is just to go through and make sure that some required submittals have been submitted. There's a cover letter kind of briefly describing the different proposer. And I checked that everybody had turned, all 8 of those turned that in. They've got the proposal form, letter of intent. On the proposal exception form, there's going to have to be one reach out to the company and court because they ticked the box no as if they did have an exception. That's the form that we send out that says, can you meet all of our requirements? Sometimes companies tick yes, and then they don't put anything on the form because they're saying they'll do everything. They ticked no, but did not indicate an exception. So I'm going to reach out to them, either me or through Sue, and find out whether there was an exception or they didn't understand what they were ticking when they ticked the box that said no. Sworn statements, I've got all sworn statements. Audited financial statements, I've got those from every firm. The only thing I'd note on that is JP actually sent a link. There's nothing in RFP that said that you could not send a link. But what I did do is I went out to the link and I uploaded that to the S drive. So when you go out to the S drive, hopefully it's pretty self-explanatory underneath the proposal. You go to the responses. If you go into the responses, all the documents are there by vendor. And they've just enumerated the 8 vendors that I already mentioned. We also asked for PCI compliance reports. And that just stands for payment card industry reports, and that's just, we even have a PCI report, which Wayne is only too familiar with, because even at our level, it's fairly complex reporting. It just, it's one way of making sure that the firm, you know, is capable of handling the transaction in a secure manner. And of course, one of the things that we pointed out in RFP is that we're very interested in offloading the PCI compliance requirement as much as we can. Even then, if we start taking payments over the counter, it's going to get a little bit more complex. But in any event, those are loaded. There is one question, and Steve, And I will note that Steve, for the record, is a non-voting member of this group, but someone with his technical skills obviously has a place on our team. First Florida Integrity Bank, and unless I just misinterpreted what they sent, it didn't look like a PCI compliance certificate or the normal PCI compliance report. So is it okay for me to reach out to, is it Seth or Kyle?
Kyle.
Your hot shot?
Yeah,
the
absolutely.
Guy who understands this stuff inside out. Is it okay for me to send it to him and say, do you believe that the vendor has complied?
Absolutely.
Because in all other cases, it was very cut and dry that they had complied with that. Now, when you get your submittals, those that want physical copies or those that open the electronic file, don't get really scared at the length of some of them. Really, a lot of it is their audited financial statements and the PCI compliance reports. But it is some busy reading. Any questions so far?
No.
That's an awfully tame group. Catch your tongue for it. All right. I just want to brief you quickly on the criteria, the evaluation criteria. It's on page 5 of the RFP. And if you don't have a copy, I'm just going to go through it a little bit in case there's any questions. We assign 10 points to responsiveness to the RFP, and understand that means here's what we asked you to do. And what did you do? How did you answer that? And that's conformance with an applicability of information to RFP requirements, quality and scope of the proposal, and reasonableness and clarity of the cost estimate. Number 2 are qualifications and experience. We assign 20 points to qualifications and experience. Under qualifications and experience is the reference check part of it. We're going to take care of sending out those references to the folks. I noted that everybody had provided references to and people to contact on behalf. The respondent's structure, experience, and capacity. The respondent's experience with similar governmental units, particularly in Florida. Respondent's total staff size and composition and commitment to provide continuity of qualified staff, staffing structure, and qualifications of assigned staff. Third category was understanding the clerk's needs with 10 points maximum. You know, this is just a measure of how they're going to be dedicated to the process. And priority attention of the people that they assign to the job, and management's involvement and commitment to forward direction and periodic review of services. Again, reading the management summary is a good way to glean some information on this. Really, all through the document, there will be indication of that. Cost of service and the cost structure. I left that out for each of you to make a consideration on the cost of services. I, too, am going to go through. I'm going to read them anyway. But I'm also going to pay close attention to the cost of services so that when we meet in our next meeting, which is scheduled to be the last meeting at this point, that I can answer any questions that you have about costs. Because, again, I hate to do this and go backwards. Everybody's done this before, right? Served on a committee and done an RFP scoring. Okay, if you have any questions, feel free to reach out. I mean, that's what I'm here for. You're going to go back and not discuss with each other, do your scoring, read your materials. When you come to the selection committee meeting, you know, you have an opportunity to adjust your scoring based on the discussion in a public forum of what you saw, and I will bring an analysis of costing for you so that I can answer any questions that you may have. And then you can sort of indicate, you know, how your analysis was compared to what my analysis was. But we've assigned 20 points or 20% to the cost of the service. And bear in mind, though, and remember in the RFP, in our current policy in the clerk's agency is to pass the fee along to the consumer, the taxpayer, the fee payer, etc. Nothing has changed in that. My understanding is that is how we're going to proceed. Many, many, many questions were asked about that very fact, and clarification was given to the vendors about the fact that it would be a convenience fee. Whether it's over the counter, whether it's online, whether it's ACH, the fee is going to get passed on to the user. But the cost is still an important issue for us. The technical solution, we assigned 40 points to the technical solution. So really that's going to mean a lot to particularly you guys You know, it's security, of course. We read how many times about data breaches and the like, and Mark lectures us ad nauseum on Thursday about how important security is and the challenges you guys face. Ease of integration with existing technology, of course. Minimize manual efforts, minimize PCI compliance exposure. Those were all highlighted at least one place in the RFP. And then the problem resolution processes. Any questions on that?
No. I have one question, Derek.
Sure.
I'm sorry. I have a copy of the RFP here. It's dated November 15th. And the point evaluation criteria is different than what you read off. Are you
sure that's a copy of the final? The final's dated December 15th.
Okay, so it must not be the final then.
It's got a secure signature on the one. I'll make sure that you have the most recent copy.
Great, thank you.
It's a moment of sheer terror there. I've got a copy of the sheet. There's a file on the S drive under down through all that menagerie onto 2018-1, and it's got tabs in it, and it goes from the tab from when I've answered all the way to the right. If anybody has any questions about the score sheets or anything, all it really does, the way that you're going to do it is score it out of a maximum 100. Everybody gets a score. Then it's transmitted into a ranking 1 through 8, and then the average, the highest average ranking 1 through 8 is how it works. So it's a conversion of points to ranking. Hopefully that wasn't confusing. Don't worry about that. When you look at this, you assign points out of those categories based out of 40 points for the technical solution, 20 for the costing. You follow. It changes into ranking at the end. We'll handle the ranking at the selection meeting, the next meeting that we have. On to scheduling. We have told vendors that we would have this done by February 9th. When I set the dates up, I did not reasonably believe that we would have as much interest in this procurement as we did. That's eight different vendor proposals to go over. And again, and I've just looked at them on Saturday, so I can't totally brief you on this, but mostly the thicker ones are a lot of audited statements and the like. But it's still a lot of reading. If this group, we can extend the deadline, we have the right to extend the deadline based on the fact that we had more proposals than, or responses to proposals than we thought we would have. If you guys believe that you can proceed along the date as we have them, or if we want to forego any demonstrations, we also reserved the right to have demonstrations from the firms. That, of course, adds a little bit of time. And this is where I appeal to you guys as the subject matter experts. Is this the type of arena where you really want to have a symposium or a demonstration from a couple of different firms? Or I leave that to the pleasure of the group. But again, that's going to add to the time schedule, I think.
I think we need to read the material
first.
Yes,
that's
first.
What I was thinking. I think yeah, we need to read. Then I'll know do I need to what time or need to.
Us.
Yeah. Very good answer. So, we won't set a date for the meeting yet. We will operate within the parameters that we have, which says February 9th would be the final selection. Any other questions?
One, we are not to discuss it amongst the voting members of the committee, but if we have questions, we can discuss those with you
as
the moderator.
Absolutely. Right. Or you can discuss it with Sue, too, as our specialist on this.
And is the same true of Steve, since he's here not as a voting member, but as technical expertise?
No.
Okay.
He's a member. Be much more comfortable if you just talk to me or Sue.
That's fine.
That's a lot of brain power to just sideline like that, but
not as much as you think.
Oh, I don't bet on that. Don't bet on that. Okay, then if there's nothing more, I'll bring to a close the organizational meeting, I should say, of RFP 2018-1. electronic payment processing services.